The Vatican detonated. I believe it was Dr. Brian McCall of the Catholic Family News said that this is the equivalent of the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki for Catholics or for ratty tratty, you know, stoned out of their mind, rat trat, as they were called, Catholics. I would say that this is a bomb that affects the planet and the human race. I've been saying this for a couple of years now. You're not going to like living in a world, the agnostics, atheists, and deniers of the one true faith and truth are not going to like living in a world, a pagan world, without it. Well, we're on the precipice now of finding out. Well, I should say you are on the precipice of finding out exactly what that will look like. As a matter of fact, if you look around and see the sewer that is popular culture, as they call it, that we are all marinating in, many of us are marinating in these days, this has been brought about by the same people that are responsible for the Corona Doom. I have a Southern Baptist friend, Wayne Stovall, who calls Pope Frank. What Pope Frank did yesterday, or allowed to have been done in his name on Saturday, is what the editor of Crisis Magazine, Eric Sammons, terms as wicked. Wicked. This isn't just a promulgation of a document. This is a wicked, diabolical assault on the faith itself. And I don't think they're finished yet. What's perplexing to me, and probably to many of you listening right now here on the Crusade Channel, today we will prove the last live radio station standing will be the only live media outlet on earth with professional staffing that will talk about this. And I'm sure it'll be the subject of most of the day. Do you think it's a coinkydink that this happens the last week of Advent, mere days before Christmas? I don't. As a matter of fact, it seems to me that this is timed so that it has maximum wicked impact. I don't know, truly, and I mean this with all sincerity, I don't know why this wicked man, who unfortunately, as Chris Ferrara would say, he actually is the Holy Father. That's what makes this all the more worst. Why did he just wait to Christmas Eve and his Christmas Eve message and, you know, pull a scroll out and read from it and drop the hammer that way and really get all of us tratties, all of us, what do they call it, cultish people who cling to these ancient and bygone and useless beliefs and traditions of the past. If you're a regular in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, you may see there a regular and frequent discussion on the political events of the day to vote. Well, you guys need to stop complaining and vote harder. You're not voting hard enough. So I guess we could say we need to not complain, and we need tradition harder. We need to pray harder. There's a lot more going on than that. I'm going to stitch some of this stuff together and also, is it also here? Let me ask a few more questions. I'll use the Socratic method to start Monday's program. Is it also a coinkydink that the Corona Doom and the New World Order vaccine passport digital currency system is rolled out while there is a wicked occupant of the chair of St. Peter? Is that a coincidence? Because you know, if the church stood and opposed these abortion-tainted so-called vaccines and instructed the faithful that they must not, cannot, unless it's a dire medical emergency and it's determined that it actually could spare a life, receive them, this whole thing would be over already. As a matter of fact, it never would have gotten going because they know, and they would have known that they had no chance at forcing it upon so many people who then didn't have to have it forced upon them. They didn't have to be coerced. They volunteered. So is that a coinkydink? Is it a coincidence that during all this, there have been not one but two meetings of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops? And in the last one, when an opportunity was given, and there was an opportunity for them to provide us with being good shepherds, as our Lord said, I am the good shepherd. You know, when Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, one thing that we might want to think about when you read that, and there's Good Shepherd Sunday, I think it's in June, right? Good Shepherd Sunday. Why does he distinguish himself as the good shepherd? This would kind of imply that there's a bad shepherd out there, wouldn't it? Has anyone thought about this? Who is the bad shepherd? Who might the bad shepherd be? Might he come in the form of a false god, fake god, that is modernism and mammon? Who's the bad shepherd? We'll continue the Socratic method. The USCCB could have kneecapped the entire, let me be clear about this, Catholic edifice of American political power by doing what they should do as good shepherds and saying, yes, we have a serious problem amongst our political class and amongst our leadership. They seem to think that they can perform public acts of apostasy and not have it affect their souls, their eternal salvation, and their current state, which would be in a state of disgrace. This would end Biden's mandates. The regime leader would have to back off. The governor of the state of New York, hateful Hochul, Satan's apostle, is proving that she's Satan's apostle. She has to be a Mason. As a matter of fact, I'd say all of them, if they're not following sacred tradition and you have questions about them, you go like, how could that person actually be a practicing Catholic? Well, they're probably not. You wonder how they came into all that money? You wonder how they arose to those positions of power? I think that there may be an answer. Maybe some people have been telling us this all along, and we just weren't listening. Maybe some of these people have been showing themselves to be the allies of the Epsteins and Ghislaine Maxwell's and the kiddie porn and pederast peddlers of the world. And we just refuse to acknowledge, go like, okay, yeah, I saw that, but I didn't see it. It's hard to imagine today here, ladies and gentlemen, that in what should be the, you're getting close to Christmas, you're anticipating, if you've been preparing yourself, gentlemen, and if you've been fasting, and how many of you made it through Ember Saturday?
I
Hey, by the way, Mrs. O'Connell is back. You should say hi. Give everyone a Maggie
half. Good morning, everyone.
You were screaming, I made it through Ember Saturday.
I made it through Ember Saturday with a wedding feast.
I made it to I had a wonderful Ember Saturday. I got to go to a Rorati Chaley Mass at 5 o'clock in the morning with 200 other intrepid souls. Lots of kids, too. But this is the week. I mean, today we do Clavis David, the key of David. Oh, Antiphon. We're getting close. Christ is coming. And by the by, the Masons, the Satanists, the Modernists, the Pope, all of them in the cabal, can't stop his coming. That's one thing that we will see, and we will not let them steal our joy.